Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, so let's talk about how to prevent late payments and how to possibly get them removed from your credit report if you ever have a late payment reports to your credit report. So stay tuned for this episode, and hopefully you'll learn something from the details that I give you. Sturgis Credit Repair is a 5-star rated online credit repair company. We help people just like you build or rebuild their credit scores. If you have no credit history, we offer products to help you build credit history so that you never have to depend on anyone co-signing for you. If you have bad credit, enroll into our service today and allow us to work on the negative items affecting your credit scores. We take no money up front, so start our service today for free. You'll get updated through your online account as well as receiving updates through your email. For those who are trying to buy a home, we're partnering with multiple real estate agents and loan officers who are ready to assist you with your goals. If you are a real estate agent, loan officer, or anyone dependent on customers with good credit, create a free partner account with us today. You can manually send or receive clients through your online account as well as track their progress before they go to someone else. Visit our website to learn more about our
service. All right, so this is going to be a super quick episode. This is just regarding late payment forgiveness and how to prevent late payments from reporting to your credit report. So the first two things we're going to talk about is just how to avoid late payments, and that's it. First and most importantly, a late payment is when you go 30 days past the due date without making any type of payment. So a lot of people get that confused with the 10-day grace period a lot of banks and creditors have. So pretty much this 10-day grace period, you have 10 days after the due date to make the payment before they add a late payment fee. So for example, if you have a loan payment due on the first of each month and you don't pay it, you have until the 10th day of that month to make that payment without any type of fee. Some banks are 5 days, some are 3, some are 10, some are 15. It just depends on your creditor or your bank or your lender, how many days after the due date you have to make that payment before they charge you a late fee. A 30-day late payment is when you go 30 days after the due date without making any type of payment. So that's when it reports to your credit report. So you make a payment after the due date within that 10-day grace period or after that 10-day grace period, that's usually not going to report to your credit report until you get to that 30th day without making any type of payment to that bank or without making that payment in full to the bank. So late payments are actually reported in 30-day increments. So you can get late payments reported with a 30-day late payment, 60-day late payment, 90-day, and 120th-day late payment. So usually if you're over 120 days late on any type of account, they're just going to charge it off. They're going to close the entire account. And that's a collection account that's on your credit report. So you definitely want to make sure you're not going 100 plus days without making any type of payment. So let's go back to the first two things I want to talk about. This is just how to avoid making late payments on your credit report. Oh, put a C there. So let's see. Avoid late payments. So let's see. The very first step you want to do, you want to write down your due dates. And even, me myself owning a credit repair company, I write down due dates on all of my calendars each month. So from the 1st to the 30th each month, or the 31st, depending on which month it is, I write down every date or I write down every bill on each date that I have. So if I have a utility bill on the 2nd of each month, I just write down utility. If I have a credit card payment due, or if my credit card is due on the 15th of each month, I put the name of the bank and put credit card payment due. So you want to do that for all of your bills, even if it's not reporting to your credit report, because if those get charged off, then 9 times out of 10, they're going to hire a a debt collection company to get that information removed, and then you will have to hire a credit repair company, hopefully Sturgis Credit Repair, to get that stuff removed if you don't have time or don't know how to learn to get it removed on your own. So write down the due dates on all of your bills. You know, that's just the easiest way to avoid a late payment. The second step is set reminders. If you're bad at making payments, or if you're bad at remembering which day of the month your payments are due, luckily me, since I write down these payments due dates every single month on the calendar, I know when my payments are due, you know, by heart. Secondly, I have auto pay on most of my accounts anyway. So of course, everyone's not able to have available funds in their bank account 24/7. So of course, setting reminders, usually a week ahead for people that can't really manage money as well, or kind of tight on money, they want to set reminders at least a week ahead. If you're good at managing your money and you're just not good at remembering what day your payment is due, and you're not always by your calendar, then set reminders at least 3 or 2 days before your payment is due so you can make that payment. Now we're going to just talk about how to get late payments removed if they report to your credit report. So the very first thing you want to do, let's just say you're somebody with good credit, 750 credit scores, never missed a payment a day in their life. Some, you know, weird situations popped up and now you started missing payments, or you just missed your first payment. So the first thing you want to do is contact the creditor, meaning whichever bank that account belongs to, you want to contact them instantly. First, you want to contact them before you even miss the payment. So let's say if your payment is due on the first of the month and it's the 25th of, you know, the current month, you have 5 days before that payment is due. You want to call your bank and just say, hey, look, I can't make this payment. This is going on. Can we extend the grace period? So instead of a 10-day grace period, maybe you have a 15 or 20-day or 25-day grace period before that 30-day mark comes. Or that doesn't work, just, you know, be honest with them, see if they will honor skipping one of the months. So you want to get a head start before you even begin missing payments, because if they see you haven't even tried, then they can't help you. So once you contact them before you miss that payment, let's just say nothing happens or you don't contact them, then the second step would be to contact them after you miss that payment and just explain to them what happened. Usually 9 times out of 10, this is your first missed payment. You have no late payments on your credit report. This is your first one. You've got a good connection with the bank. You've made multiple payments on time. You know, they see you're a good credit consumer. You've been paying your bills on time, etc. Then a lot of times you can request them to see if they can help you out and get that removed. Let them know you understand, you know, how late payments affect you, and, you know, it was a mistake or this was going on in your life. A lot of times, if you have a really good connection with that bank, credit union, lender, whatever, they can remove that late payment. That goes down to the second step here, is goodwill requests. So a goodwill request is pretty much like writing a letter to the bank. So I wouldn't recommend calling them, because usually you're going to talk to somebody that can't really help you anyway. You will write a letter to the bank, hopefully, you know, that's going to somebody in the credit department or going to a supervisor or manager, bank branch, manager of the bank branch or whatever. And you want to write them a letter stating, hey, you know, this, you know, situation popped up in my life. I missed the payment. You know, etc. Usually you can kind of make them feel a little sorry for you. Now, goodwill request is about a 15% chance of them helping you. A lot of the times, if it's already reported late, then they can't go behind the credit bureau's back and lie to the credit bureaus and get that removed and say it's, you know, an incorrect error or something like that. So goodwill requests usually work when you have a really tight relation with the bank. They feel sorry for you. You let them know you understand how late payments affect your credit scores. You will never miss a late payment, never again in your life. You know, the account has helped you build credit history, so on and so on. You want to write all of this information down in this letter and just beg them to remove that late payment. So they don't remove it the first time, try again the second or third time. Usually after 3 or 4 times, if they just keep saying no, then, you know, you kind of messed up your credit score there. The last step here is, of course, signing up for a credit repair company. So hopefully you sign up with Sturgis Credit Repair. So credit repair companies kind of can go beyond the way of just writing a goodwill request or just contacting the creditor, which you can just do on your own. But credit repair companies usually go the extra mile. They reach out to the credit bureaus and use laws and the Fair Credit Reporting Act to see if they can even verify these accounts and mispayments and things like that. So definitely reach out to a credit repair company or Sturgis Credit Repair, which you know will help you, and just see if they can just get some of these late payments removed strictly by working with the credit bureaus on your behalf. And then another thing is, if you have late payments within 12 months, meaning these late payments are within, you know, this year, and you're trying to buy a home, most of your mortgage lenders will not approve you, even if you have the best credit score ever, if you have any type of late payment history within 12 months, because usually those late payments that's, you know, pretty new is going to drop your score a good bit anyway. So that is all for this episode on how to avoid late payments and how to get late payments removed if they're ever reported to your credit report. And again, if you try some of this stuff on your own and it doesn't work, definitely reach out to us at Sturgis Credit Repair. We can kind of help and, you know, hopefully give you some good news and get results with getting those late payments removed. So if you have any more questions about late payments or anything regarding credit scores or building credit or business credit or anything like that, definitely reach out to us, give us a call, visit our website. However way you reach out to us, we'll be more than happy to assist you. I will probably be the one that's going to assist you. So let us know you have any questions. Thanks for watching or listening to this episode.
If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share it, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.